But next up, you know, according to a new study at Stellenbosch University, bacteria that could cause a severe form of pneumonia known as Legionnaire's disease could be growing inside your hot water geyser. But I don't really want to create panic around this. I think all things have context, so let's put some context to that this morning. You know, there are ways to ensure that they are given the opportunity to thrive and also infect us, but there are one or two things you can do to make sure that they don't. So joining you to talk about this morning, Dr. Wendy Stone, a researcher at the Water Institute at Stellenbosch University. Dr. Stone, good morning. Good having you on the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So it's certainly, you know, like shock and horror. Who am I worse? I'm going to get Legionnaire's disease. But let's talk about that context.
Absolutely. So we do want to emphasize that anyone who is studying microbiology does not want to be a fearmonger. And we want to really start by saying that the best sort of method of defense against these pathogens is your immune system. So if you are a healthy individual, the study started by saying if you are a healthy individual, you will not contract pneumonia, or it's very unlikely you will contract pneumonia from your geyser.
Okay.
So the study is certainly focusing on the fact that we need to look at engineering, or we have the possibility of looking at engineering of our geysers and management of our geysers for old age homes, for instance, for the poorer, for instance, for anyone who's suffering from any sort of immunocompromised burden. So it's really just looking at what we can use in terms of upstream management and environment management to manage the pathogens reaching the more vulnerable people in our population. So this is definitely no reason for any person to panic. It's really just information.
No, indeed. And that information allows us to look at places, organizations that might be at risk, as you've pointed out. But tell us the story of the pathogen and how it gets to infect us, though, for those who know absolutely nothing about microbiology.
Absolutely. So Legionella is one of a couple of organisms that cause pneumonia. And it's very much not detected regularly in South Africa. So you'll find a lot of international studies if you just go and, or even just news reports if you go and look at it, because it's less common, and it does sort of infect people at outbreak. So you might find it at an old age home or at a hotel spa. And what Legionella, how Legionella works is it's a bacterium that you inhale. You would never get it from drinking water, for instance. You inhale the droplets, and they kind of land on your lungs and infect macrophages and kind of attack your immune system from your lungs. So it's from inhalation, droplets, steam. So these organisms, you'd find them in, they like higher temperatures than most, which is why we targeted them for a study on geysers. So they like sort of 37 to 43 degrees. And therefore, these geysers might create an environment where Legionella might thrive, and therefore we tested them in this environment.
So people who are concerned about this, can they contact you, or and would the Water Institute assist them with how to deal with this?
Absolutely. I can even recommend now. I mean, they could contact us, but there's a very simple recommendation. So I think what we've had to really balance between the study really showed that geysers do kill Legionella. So if your geyser is functioning at 65 degrees Celsius, Legionella will die. But a lot of people are regulating their geysers at lower temperatures, or are doing so to save money or for the environment or just to assist ESCOM. And we do want to keep assisting ESCOM. We don't want to tell everyone to keep their geysers on 24/7 if they aren't. But if you do keep your geyser on, make sure you switch your geyser on at least an hour before you shower so that hot water is able to circulate in your geyser and the geyser really heats up. And probably once a week, keep your geyser on for a longer period of time, in excess of 5 hours. So basically what you want to keep in mind is that geyser is getting hot, and if you allow it to cool down, it drops below 65 and creates this environment for Legionella. And we really just recommend that you make sure that you're aware that you need to heat that geyser up to minimize the pathogens floating around in there.
Well, you've been a great communicator. Thank you so much, Dr. Wendy Stone, researcher at the Water Institute at Stellenbosch University. So there you go. Just take those tips. We'll obviously take this. We'll put this on our social media as well. So if you work at an old age home and other places where people are compromised from an immune perspective, then absolutely you can catch that on our Facebook page or on our Twitter. So that's at Cape Talk. But coming up after